We're going to Africa next, where foreign nationals are continuing to leave Niger after last week's coup. A partial evacuation of the US embassy has now been ordered. It comes after last week's coup in the country, where, and now here, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, has said Ireland continues to be concerned. The Department of Foreign Affairs has advised Irish citizens against travelling to Niger after that coup in the capital city of Niarney. For more, we've been talking with Declan Walsh, Chief Africa Correspondent with the New York Times.
The military seized power in a coup just 8 days ago when they took the president, a man called Mohamed Bazoum, into custody in his house, and he's been held there since. But he has remained in touch with the outside world. He's had phone conversations with Western leaders. He's been on Twitter. He received the president of Chad at his house last Sunday. So in some respects, it's been quite odd. And of course, at the same time, there's been this intense pressure from regional organizations and from the West to try and basically reverse the coup. Even though, you know, the precedents are bad, it's very unusual for a coup to go this far and to be turned around. But nonetheless, you've got this huge regional organization called ECOWAS, which has threatened to take military action in Niger if Mr. Bazoum is not restored to power by Sunday. And you've seen Western countries cutting these huge military aid programs and evacuating their citizens from the country.
So why was there a coup in the first place?
It's hard to say. The military says that it's because the government had been faltering in the fight against Islamic militants in the region. Niger is one of several countries in the Sahel region that's had huge problems with attacks from militant groups, many of them linked to Islamic State or to Al-Qaeda in recent years. But actually, in fact, Niger had been seen as a country that was doing relatively well, while some of the neighboring countries like Mali and Burkina Faso have seen violence spiral in the last couple of years. So we're not entirely sure. It seems that personal factors might have been involved here as well. The leader of the new junta, he was previously the head of the presidential guard in Niger. And so effectively, he's gone from being the person who was looking after the president to now declaring himself as the president, or as the leader, rather, of the country.
Most of the reports coming out of the country would suggest that so far it's been a bloodless coup. So why are the US, France and more evacuating their citizens?
Well, I think there's a lot of anxiety about what's going to come next. As I said, this regional organization, ECOWAS, which is composed of 15 countries in the region, its leaders have said that they're going to send in military force potentially after this weekend if the coup is not reversed. And then there are also other factors. In the background, you've got these jihadi or Islamic groups, which may seek to try and take advantage of this uncertainty. And then you've got Russia's Wagner mercenaries. They've already been deployed to neighboring Mali. That forced French soldiers to leave Mali, all French soldiers, last year. And so there's very much a sense that Niger is one of the last countries standing, certainly as a Western partner in this part of the world. And it's really unclear what's going to come next.
It also is a very large source of uranium.
That's right. It's got the largest source of high-grade uranium in Africa, and it's a significant supplier of uranium to several European states. There's been some reports in recent days that the new junta may have stopped or frozen those supplies of uranium to Europe, but the European Energy Agency has said that even if that were to happen, and they haven't confirmed it has, that European countries have plenty of stocks in reserve. But it's another sign of how this is a country that has these significant mineral resources and yet is one of the poorest in the world. And I think that's one of the factors underlying the upheaval we're seeing on the streets, where even though, you know, the coup has not been violent, there have been quite a lot of street protests, many of them in favor of the coup. And you can see the frustration of ordinary people in Niger, who, even though the government was allied with the West, they have these mineral resources, they've not been seeing their lives getting better. And I think that has provided some of the groundswell of support, I think, for the military takeover that's taken place.
That's Declan Walsh, Chief Africa Correspondent with the New York Times.